We are learning Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. We are beginning from the Mishnah Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Mishnah starts off with three separate dinim. The first halacha is Moina Adam Es Archoy Achav. A person let count his guest, Bes Paparosav, and his portions, his sweet portions, Mipiv, by mouth. Avaloy Menaksav, but he can't read it off a guest list. He has the guest written down in a list. He cannot read it off a guest list. Now we'll see the Gemara why. Another halacha, Mephis Adam and Bonav and Bebesa al Shulchan. He has a few portions, and all the kids want all the same portion, so he can raffle it off, and then that's how he splits up the portions. But he can't, if he has one bigger portion, one smaller portion, he cannot raffle off the bigger one connected to the small one. That is not allowed. Umatilin chaloshin ala kachim v'yontif. The third halacha in the Mishnah is that you're allowed to make a raffle, a geirul, on kachim v'yontif. On kachim that you shechted on yontif, you want to divide it up with the kahanim, you let it make a geirul. Avaloy alamonis, na'an amonis. And the Gemara again will explain exactly these halachas. So first, the Gemara Kufman Tesam Ralph starts off with the discussion about reading guest lists on Shabbos. And the Gemara brings down two pshatim in why you're not allowed to read a guest list. My time, Rabbi Biyomar, Gzeru Shem Yimchak. The Gzeru is like this, you might read from the whole list and you see you have 25 guests and you look in your kitchen, you only have 20 portions. So you're going to come to erase five guests off the list. And therefore, it's a Gzeru, you're not allowed to read off the list because you might come to erase it. Abayom, a different reason, Gzeru Shem Yikra, Shvistari Deutis, that if you're allowed to read a guest list, you might read Shvistari Deutis, which is like a contract, a business contract. And if you allow, and then you're not allowed to read a business contract on Shabbos, the problem of David Dava or Mimse Chefzicha. And therefore, if you're allowed to read a guest list, you need to come to read a contract on Shabbos. And that's not allowed. Therefore, they asked it reading guest lists. So, Mara has a question. Mai Benai, what's the difference between Rabbi and Abaya? What's the Mach? Is there a Machalikas here? Is there an Afkamino? So, Mara will try different options. So, Mara first says, Ika Benai, the cost of a Kaisel, or midly, it's written on a Kaisel, and the guest list is on a Kaisel, on a wall. But it's higher. So Lamandi Yamashem Yimchoik Lechashinon. You can't erase it. It's too high for you to erase it. You start standing on a ladder to erase it. You're not going to do it on Shabbos. You're not going to schlep a ladder. You're not going to do it ready. Lamandi Yamashem Yikro Chashinon. According to Lamandi Yama, holds that you might read Shtari Adaitis that you still have a chash because you're reading on the wall. We'll see the Gemara later on Bichayzen hold that you're not going to mix a wall with contracts. Right now, the Gemara thinks that you still have the Xerah of Shtari Adaitis. So that's the Mara Nafkamina. If you hold a Rav Bibi of Shem Yimchaik, then here you don't have the problem. If it's a problem of Shtari Deitis, you do have a problem. Break the Mara Kasha, two questions. First of all, Lamandi of Shem Yimchaik, he doesn't hold of Shem Yikra, and Echa Shem Yikra. Maybe you should also agree to the problem of Shtari Deitis. That's Kasha number one. And Kasha number two is, Besu, another question is, that why don't you have a Kasha that even if you hold the Pshat is, even if your pshat is the other way, even if you hold that pshat is that shari deitis, you still have a kasha. Also, if you hold shem yimchak with sul shem yimchak lechashinon v'tanya, you tell me shem yimchak is no chash. Kasha number one is the man of shem yimchak to hold shari deitis. Question number two is that even if you hold shem yimchak, even though it's very high, there should be a chash. You might come to erase it, but v'tanya unta b'risa. You should not read. The lach is you're not allowed to read keneged a candle on Shabbos. Vamarava, and Rava says this is a lach we have in the first Mishnah, in the first parak, that you're not allowed to read by a candle on Shabbos because you might come to play around with the candle if it's not lighting so nicely. And Rava says Vamarava, filu gavoyu shtei kaimis. Even if the candle is two stories high, filu gavoyu shtei maradais. Even if it's high, two. Levels of yoke of a cow. That's the way they measure the measurements. I feel like I saw a bottom zag. I was there. It was 10 stories high, 10 houses one on top of another. That's how high the candle is. La Yikri, now let her read a candle. Now let her read by a candlelight. What's the reason? So, what's Pshat and Rava? Why is Rava say Pshat in the Mishnah there that where you can't read something by the fire, even if it's very high? You're not going to come to play around with the wick. The Heretz says, because it's a loy plug. They made a Xeri can read Lahaner, and they made a loy plug. So Gemara's kasha here is that if it's Shema Yimchak, even though it's so high, there should still be a Shema Yimchak. You might erase it because it's a loy plug. So the Gemara said, that can't be Nafkamina. So Gemara switches around Nafkamina. But now Nafkamina is the Kosav. It was written on the wall and it was lower down. Why not? Guda b'shtara loy michlaf. You're not going to mix up a wall with shtarei deitus, with a contract. You're not going to mix the two things up. They're not the same. You're not going to mix it up. So first of all, Tosfos speaks out that the Gemara could have said that nafkamina is it's on a kaisel and it's higher up also. We just finished saying that not right now the Gemara assumes that everyone agrees to Rabba that when it comes to gzeirah derabban is like plug and shem yimchek even if it's higher up and we're staying because that's nafkamina it's higher up. According to Shem yimchek there is a chash. According to Man Yomar Shem yikra is no chash. You don't mix up a wall with a contract. But the Gemara anyway was going to slug it up, so the Gemara didn't ask this. The Gemara, you know, Taisa Blayv share with the Kasha, but either way, it doesn't stay. This Taras doesn't stay anyway. Because the Gemara is a Kasha, Vandi Yama, Shem Yikra, according to Vandi Yama, holds that, they don't have that by a Kaisel, but what happened to the problem of Shem Yimchak? Why aren't you worried about Shem Yimchak? Vandi Yama, why don't you have a problem with Shem Yimchak? Zach the Gemara. Eli Kavanah, you have to say nafkamina is like this: the chayik atavla va'pinkis. The nafkamina is that you scratched it out. So meanwhile, we tried two nafkaminas. One nafkamina was that it was high up on the kaisel. There was no shem yimchak. We said no, there is shem yimchak. So we said no, it was on the kaisel and there's no shem yikra because you're not going to get mixed up. But frek the gemara, they let it be shem yimchak with that mandiyama. Who said he doesn't hold of shem yimchak? So we're still looking for an elusive nafkamina between Rav Bibi and Abai. So Mar says, Alika Benayah like this. The chayik atavla va'pinkis. The guest list was scratched out on a wooden board or on a board with wax. And they take a knife and they carve out the words and that's how they make the list. So l'madem Hashem yimchak l'kashinam because no chash of mechik on this because it's made out of wax or wood. You can't erase that. L'madem Hashem yikra l'kashinam. You are chayshish for shtari hadyaitis. That would be nafkamina. According to Mandi Amma holds that Shem Yimchak was saying for him, on a pick is not a problem. No chash to erase it. Whatever, maybe one of them promised already did this. Nechite, maybe you'll say pshat in Rav Bibi is because he holds tavla and pinkus b'shtar le'michlav. He holds that you don't mix up a tavla and pinkus with a star, and that would be the nafkamina la'halacha, and that would be the bir machlekes if you mix up a writing board with a contract. But I'll bring a right from a brisa that clearly that there is a gzeira on a pinkus and tavla, and the American argue on a brisa. What's the brisa? It says in the brisa like this: Vatanya, moina odom kama b'fnim. A person count up how many guests he wants to put in the mokum mechubed in the inside of his house in the front of the dining room. V'kama mechutz, how much he wants in the back, which is not as chashuv. V'kama moina is also l'niach b'fnim, how many portions he wants to give. All these things you're allowed to count, but it has to be miksava gavik shagavik kaisel. You're allowed to read this from what's written on a wall. That's where you can read it. But you can't read this from a tavla and a pinkus. So hechi dami, what type of ksava are we talking about? Ilem the kasav mechtav, it was written with ink. Ma'ish tohocha. Why on a wall is not a problem, and on a tavla pinkus is a problem. The chayit should be a problem. Shem yimchak. El olav, it must be the chayik. It was carved out. Viktani, and it says mechtav shagavi al kaisel. You're allowed to read. Avaloi mechtav shagavi tavla pinkus, but not from a tavla and pinkus. So you see clearly that a tavla and pinkus is a gzera of shtori adyaitis, because by chayik, by carved out, no chash shem yimchayik, and still was saying that on a kaisel you could read it, and a tavla and pinkus you can't read. What's the nafkamina? Because one, you do get mixed up with a contract, one, you don't get mixed up with a contract. So clearly in this price, that a tavla and pinkus and a pinkus is confusable with a contract, and therefore it's back shver, that how can anyone argue on that? There's b'chash shem yikra v'shtori adyaitis. How could that nafkamina? Tomorrow comes out, goes back, makes a whole 360, goes back to where it came from. El olam de kasav ha-kaisel amidli. It was taka on a kaisel and it was high up. And it was diyoy, it was ink. Because if it's scratched out, so then it depends. On a wall, there's no gzeira. And even an ink on a wall is no gzeira of Shem Yikra Shtari Deitis. And on a tavla pinkus, there is a gzeira. The Yoruba Tongue was written with ink, but it was high up on the wall. So, there's no chash. And according to the man, the Amar Ashtari Adaitis, there is a pshash, but not because of the opposite. If the man of Shem Yimchak, there is a problem. And according to other man, the Amar, there won't be a problem. Dabi Nafkamina. Dabi Nafkamina is high up on the Kaisel, and Nafkamina is, do you hold of Rabba? The Kashlach Rabba said that even if it's high up, the Zegzer Shem Yimchak, the Rabba Tanoihi. The Rabba is a Machlokes Tanoim. like we'll show that Rabba is machlokes tanoim. The Tanya, moina odom es arkov es parfaisa and piv. A person not to count his guest or his portions from his by mouth. Aleim naksav, not from aksav. Acha matir v'ksav shagav v'kaisel. You let her read it off aksav on the kaisel. Heichadami leim naksiv mitata. Even if it's lower down, leich Hashem yimchuk. Why you worry about erasing it? Allah, the cost of midli. It was high up, and it can't be that it was talking about a chshash of story adyaitis, because we said on the wall there's no chshash. And still, Tanakam holds aser and Acha holds muta. What must be the machlekes? Machlekes must be it's higher up, and the machlekes is, according to Tanakam, it's aser. According to Acha, it's muta. Shema Aminoah, that Rabba, the Rabba Tanayi, the Rabba that says that by Ur Haner, even high up is a problem, is really a machlekes at Tanayim. So if he's there, you could say that that's also an African meaning to Rabibi and Abaya. Rabibi that says the reason is Shem Yim Chalik, he's come and teach us that this is also a chal oifin, even if it's higher up, because he holds like Rabba. And Abaya holds no, that the problem Mishnah is only a story of Jaitis. But if it's high up on a wall, there's no problem Shem Yimchaik, because there it's high up and nothing's gonna happen. You're not gonna come to do it. That's what comes out, Shema Mino. That's the Machlaikus Lamaisi. And the Gemara shows another idea where we see, do we make a loy plug or not? Vahani Tanoi, this Machlaikus over here, if you make a loy plug regarding something written on the coast of, it's high up, or you guys are Shem Yimchaik, you guys are about racing, is Kahani Tanoim. It's like the following Tanoim. It says in this Braisa, the Tanya, Ein Roim B'Mara B'Shabbos. You're not looking into a mirror on Shabbos. Rameh Matte B'Mara Kavua B'Kaisel. Rameh says Mutta, if it's Kavua, it's screwed into the wall. The mirror is screwed into the wall. Now, what's the difference? What's Pshat? Maishna Kavua B'Kaisel is also, is Mutter, because we're not worried, you're going to look in the mirror and see that something's not right in your beard, and you cut it. Why? Because the mirror is in the wall, and until you get your shaver or your scissor, by that time you're in Shabbos. So she'ani kavu nami. Also, even if you can move it and take it with you, is not a round trip to get your shave and come back to the mirror, but you still have to walk at your shaver. So also she'ani kavu nami adahach v'achi mitka. You'll remember that Shabbos by the time you get your shaver. So what are we talking about? Ella. Where it says Hacha b'mara shel matches askinu. We're talking about a metal mirror, not a glass mirror, a metal mirror. Because Rav Nachman Ravuah, Rav Nachman Ravuah, play ma omru mara matches shel matches asura. Why is it aser on Shabbos to use a mara shel matches? Because Adam also laheishaboy. Because a person uses it sometimes to cut his beard with it. So heishaboy nimim hamdulas, the hanging hairs. So what comes out? What's the machlokes over here? So according to Tanakama, you can't use a mirror on Shabbos at all, even if it's kavua, otu, the metal one that's not kavua. But Rameh says, no, if it's kavua, it's mutter. It's only aser by the metal one that's not kavua, and there I might cut myself. Might cut the beard. So what's the pshas? According to Tanakama, you say aloy plug. According to Rameh, you don't say aloy plug. So you see this idea that you say aloy plug. Agav. That l'chayra, the Mishpura speaks about, I bring down this halacha, that l'chayra, it's us, you have to look in your idea, could be anyway also look into a mirror. How's a man look in the mirror anytime? Forget about Shabbos. So he says to look over there. The Ramah Shita over there is that, according to the Mechaber, it's like silbash to look into a mirror, unless you need it for a fuah or something. But the Ramah Shita is that if it's in derech of that place that the man look in the mirror also, then it could be it's not like silbash, ayin sham. So that's the Gemara Baita. That's a story about reading the guest list that you shouldn't read. And this is where it comes, a lot of people that don't read a menu on Shabbos. It comes from this Isser of Stari Adaitis. Look at your local Sefer to see what the Heterim are. There are some kind of Heterim. Balat Sarach Mitzvah might be Mutter and other things like that. But there might be an Isser to read a menu on Shabbos, and it comes from this Gemara. So the Gemara writes, Tana Rabbanan, Ksav Mahalach Tachas Atzura. If you have, the way Rashi explains it is, you have this mural on the wall, like a painting on the wall, or a picture of a person on the wall, or an animal, or like a scene, and under it explains what the scene is. Ksav Mahalach Tachas Atzura Tachas Gainis. There's written under a picture, or under a face, also the Christ of a Shabbos. And now I read it on Shabbos, because Gzeira Otto Story Adaitis. Udiyukna atzma, and a picture itself, afbachalos ostakamo, you're not looking at a picture itself on Shabbos, which nema al tifnu al alilim, don't turn to alilim, which means, which we'll see in a second, my Talmudah, what's the drasha, rabchon al tifnu el midaitchem, don't turn to something that was made up by someone's heart, Rashi says alilim roshen chol, like chol liboy. Someone is made up by someone. Don't look at that. Now Taisus speaks out. This isn't to look at a picture of a person. It's only if it's avodah zarah. Look, Taisus nira the b'shavi l'shem ha'oyis galulim amar avlenoy mutter. Kedem mashma v'benon shal kadoshim. As Mashma the Gemara says that v'benon shal kadoshim l'ham astakli v'tzuras azuzin. Don't look at the picture on the coin. Mechala achrina ham astakli. Other people did look at it. So that's a raya that it's only a big madrega not to look at pictures. But only if it's avodah zarah, that's what it's iser. That's number one. Now, the first part of this braisa, it says you're not allowed to read captions under a picture. Shaila is how we're allowed to read captions under a picture these days. So some achrayim want to say, this is only if it's a whole explanation of the picture. The picture's not clear, and it's explaining what the picture's bringing out, that's where it's iser. But a regular picture that has a picture of a Nisan Karel shaking a lulav, and says that's a Nisan Karel, that's not a problem.